domestic violence, what do you think about when these words cross your mind? Domestic violence. Think about it for a second. I bet all of you have different views when this subject arises. Some of you may even be involved in or have been affected by domestic violence in the past. Others may know people who are just afraid to speak up. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines domestic violence as a violent or abusive behavior directed by one family or household member against another. Once upon a time during my life, I was a victim of domestic violence. It took a total control of my life. But since then, I have removed myself, my children, and myself from that situation. I spoke up, and then I became receptive to the help that was offered to me. I now research and advocate for domestic violence. Today, I'm going to speak upon a few different aspects of domestic violence, including the types of abuse it consists of, people who are affected by it, and the help that exists out there for victims. Types of abuse that occur in domestic violence are verbal, physical, and psychological. Verbal abuse consists of name calling, screaming, and cursing. Some examples of physical abuse include smacking, punching, kicking, pushing, spitting, and choking. Psychological abuse is constantly degrading your partner, cheating, trying to keep the victim quiet and isolated, eventually taking full control of their life. This emotionally and unhealthy relationship can lead to a diagnosis called PTSD, which is post-traumatic stress disorder. This is a mental health condition that is triggered by a terrifying event that occurred in your life. The people affected by domestic violence are the victims, of course, children and families, plus the community. According to Martin Hocker and William Smock of the University of Louisville, who published a book on October 27, 2019. Family and domestic health violence are estimated to affect 10 million people in the U.S. per year. Our communities being involved are very important. That is who victims reach out to for help. They call the local police or city police via 911, which leads to a PFA, which is a protection from abuse order. This order instructs the abuser to have no contact with the victim or they will go to jail. Another resource used out there to take advantage of is the Center for Victims in Pittsburgh. They provide therapy and shelter for you and your family, in addition to remaining confidential the whole time. Today, I spoke upon a few different aspects of domestic violence, including the types of abuse it consists of, people who are affected by it, and the help that exists out there for victims. If anyone is involved, or knows anyone that is, please contact the Center for Victims, 412-482-3240. And remember, don't be afraid. Please speak up. Let's finally break the isolation that empowers these abusers to continue to victimize.